Behold, I have dreamed a dream. I saw in my dream a dark and dreary wilderness. I beheld I was in a dark and dreary waste. I prayed to the Lord, have mercy according to thy tender mercy. I beheld a tree, a tree of life, whose fruit was desirable to make one happy. It was sweet above all I had tasted. It was white to exceed all the whiteness I had ever seen. And as I partook of the fruit, it filled my soul with joy, great joy. I beheld a rod of iron. It led to the tree by which I stood. By the rod was a straight and narrow path which came along to the tree. I saw numberless, numberless, numberless people pressing forward to commence in the path. But there arose a mist of darkness, darkness. They did lose their way and were lost. But I saw others pressing forward. They caught hold of the rod of iron, and clinging to the rod, they pressed forward through the darkness until they came forth and partook of the fruit of the tree. I beheld a great and spacious building filled with people who were mocking those partaking of the fruit. And those who tasted were ashamed, and they fell. Point the finger of scorn at me, and those
remember things which he saw in the vision. I knew I was desirous that I might see and hear and know of these things.
Desire to behold the things.
said unto me,
Look and behold the condescension of God.
And it came to pass that the angel said unto me,
Look, and behold thy seed, and also the seed of thy brethren.
And I beheld the land of promise, and multitudes of people. And I saw the heavens open, and the Lamb of God descending out of heaven. And he came down, and he showed himself unto them. I saw three generations pass away in righteousness, and their garments were white, like even unto the Lamb of God.
Mm-hmm.
said unto me,
Look.
And I saw the multitude of the earth, that they were gathered together to fight against the apostles of the Lamb. For thus were the 12 who followed the Lamb called. And I beheld the people of my seed gathered together in multitudes to fight against the seed of my brethren. And they were gathered together to battle. And I saw the multitudes of the earth gathered together. And they were in a large and a spacious building, like unto the building which my father saw. And the angel spake unto me,
blindeth the eyes and blindeth the hearts and leadeth the saints away to the great and spacious building, to the pride of the world, to the vain imagination. And precious clothing are their desires. And they taketh away from the gospel many parts most plain and precious. They blindeth the eyes and hardeneth the hearts and leadeth the saints away.
Nevertheless, the Lord God will not suffer that the nations shall forever remain in that awful state of blindness which thou beholdest they are in, because of the plain and most precious parts of the gospel of the Lamb, which have been kept back. Behold, thus saith the Lamb of God.
Of my gospel, which shall they shall write many things which I shall teach them, my salvation and my rock. Plain and precious, plain and precious, to come forth by the gift and power of the Lamb. And blessed are they who shall seek to bring forth my Zion in that day. They shall have the gift and the power of the Holy Ghost, and shall be lifted up at that day.
These last records shall establish the truth of the record of the 12 apostles of my God.
Together multitudes to fight against the Lamb of God.
There are two powers only, the power of the Lamb of God and the power of the devil. There are two forces only, the light of the Lamb of God and the darkness of the devil.
He had dominion.
vision are not written. The things which I have written are true. And it came to pass that after I, Nephi, had been carried away in the spirit and seen all these things, I returned to the tent of my father, and I beheld my brethren, and they were disputing one with another concerning the things which our father spake. Have ye inquired of the Lord?
We have not, for the Lord maketh no such things known unto us.
Do you not remember what the Lord hath said?
Saw in a dream. What meaneth this tree which he saw?
It is a representation of the tree of life, the love of God.
And what meaneth the river of water which our father saw?
It is filthiness, and the awful gulf which separateth the wicked from the tree of life and from the saints of God.
Meaneth the rod of iron, which our father saw, that led to the tree.
Darkness, we must go. Yeah.